Chaver, it's a schuss to be together. Very, very Kaddish time. You know, we've said before how holy Matzei Shabbos Kaddish is. Shabbos is Shabbos Kaddish. Shabbos is full of Kedusha. We all know that. But Matzei Shabbos, in a certain sense, is even holier than Shabbos. It's Kaddish Kedashim. Because Matzei Shabbos is when you see if you could take Shabbos into the week. Matzei Shabbos is when you see if you could continue all the kedusha of Shabbos and bring it into the week. And that's why Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, as we all know, in the history of the Welt and over the years and all the averes, kol averes tachas Hashemesh take place Matzei Shabbos Kodesh. Some people they call it Saturday night. Yeah, I think like 95% of parties happen Matzei Shabbos, right? Or Saturday night back in the day. Zelu mazeh, when there's potential for tremendous kedusha, there's potential for tremendous tumah. So the Matzei Shabbos is a time when Yekmamish can reach the highest of highs, pulling Shabbos into the week. So tonight is Maitzei Lag BaOmer. Maitzei Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer was kedush kedushim. Lag BaOmer was so special, so halig. Those of us that understand what Lag BaOmer was, which a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, if not everybody in this room, it was so sad to me. An Erev Lag BaOmer, earlier in the day, I overheard somebody, somebody saying to another person, who might be called a rabbi, but said to another person, and they were in cahoots in this conversation, so you're getting ready for the fake Yontif tonight. Remember those words, you're getting ready for the fake Yontif tonight. Shem Yirachim, I wanted to cry. It was just so sad to me that there are Yidden in the world who don't understand the Kedusha, because, okay, Lag BaOmer I know is a very hidden day, and a lot of people don't understand what the Kedusha is. But then because they don't understand, instead of searching for the MS and trying to understand why there were 500,000 Yidden davening and dancing all day and night in Meron, and why holy Jews throughout the world are celebrating on such a high level, instead of trying to understand what the day represents, because if you did a little research, you'd see the kedusha of the day, and I'm saying, let's just make fun of it, because I don't understand it. It's terrible hashkafas chaim. We don't understand everything, that's okay. There's a lot of things I don't understand in life, trust me. A lot of things. Doesn't mean we just make litanis of it. And it's such a kaddish day, such a holy day. There was a Talmud who told me as a brother, who unfortunately these days is not shomer Torah mitzvahs. He will be, Bez Hashem, will daven. But right now he's not shomer Torah mitzvahs. But yesterday he calls him and he says to him, "Nu, so what are you doing for Lag BaOmer? Because I'm going to be so in such and such a place, and I feel it's going to be a big Lag BaOmer, a halig Lag BaOmer this year." Here's a Yid, Mamish, he's not keeping Shabbos. And he's excited for Lag BaOmer. Excited for Lag BaOmer. Knows there's depth here. There's Ruch here. There's Kedusha here. It's an incredible day. Last night we had the schuss. A lot of the chevra in the room. Others had the schuss to be in New Square with the Skvera Rebbe. I know, Ami. It's incredible, Ami.
Yeah. Really.
You have a big schuss. The kedusha within you, yichas.
Yeah, I saw, and you know, I told you about, I was dancing with same. I wasn't really dancing.
You told me, it's incredible. You have this close. You're gonna be big. You are big. Don't forget it. But let me listen. So we were in New Square, Mamish. I don't even want to start describing. If I start talking about it, that will be the whole shiur. Just talking about it. I don't know why. If you weren't talking about Eretz Yisrael, the whole world was in New Square. I don't know why there was. It was Mamish. Tam Meron. MS took way to do Lag BaOmer. It was incredible. I feel it every part of my body still, so it's hard not to still feel it. But Mamish, it's like, 9:30, we daven Ma'ariv together with, 10,000 people in the Rebbe. And then the slow singing. It's like you have an hour of Mamish tefillah like Yom Kippur, and then you have like an hour and a half of taunting like Simchat Torah. But not Simchat Torah, above that. I can't even explain what it is. But during that first hour, when you're davening, the Rebbe Sviro, just to be from the Rebbe Sviro, he couldn't say the Sviro, he couldn't say the Bracha, he was just crying. Emes. Sincere. So everybody there, there wasn't a dry eye on the place. I don't think after 10 days, if you were there, you didn't cry it during the night. So then we have to check what's going on, meaning if check some yichus. And one of the Talmidim said to me in the middle, Mamish, he said to me, I want you to know, Mamish, I was crying tonight and I realized, why are you crying tonight? Why was he crying? Why is he crying? I mean, why are you crying? We cry in times of simcha. If you're really, really happy about something, you cry. We cry a little later in times of sadness. We cry when we're deeply in touch with our emotions and it's something very, very real. And our pneumias could come to the exterior. Our interior could come to the outside. That's what crying is. You know, the Gemara in Brachos says that our neshama is most connected to our eyes. So the lashon, the language of the neshama, when our neshama is screaming, we start crying. And those tears come and they wipe away our face and make us most real. We're most real when we're crying. We're most real when we're crying. A lot of times in life we don't know if we're being real or we're not being real. We put on a face and we try to be this person for our parents and this person for our friends and this person for our bayim. When we cry, we're real. It's our neshama being one. It's very real. I've spoken about it before. My minhag for myself is that I never, you know, people when they cry, they start wiping away their tears like no one should see them crying. What's wrong? You're being real. You don't want someone to see you real. That's the problem. Be real. So if you're sad, be sad. If you're happy, be happy. I never wipe away a tear. I think it's very important. It's real. I feel most alive when I'm crying. Halavai, I should be out of simcha. But this Talmud said to me, Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, this Talmud gets it. He said, it was the first time since Purim, he told me he cried out of kirvus elokim, out of feeling close to Hashem, feeling the Rabbonu Shalom in his life. Last night, but with the Sefer Rebbe in Balag Boimer. Amish Yidden, we felt it. I hope we felt it. It was a big yontiv. But the ikkar of a yontiv, like a lag boy, man, the ikkar of every day when we have a holy time, we have to take it with us. The end of Purim with some dechevra, the end of Purim, lag boy and Purim are so connected. I was trying to tell over a Torah, it's an old story, but about Megillah Sarach Sirtit. Megillah needs Sirtit, right? Chevra knows a Sirtit is like in a Sefer Torah, the lines have to be etched in. And the idea is that by Purim, it needs to be etched on your heart and in your neshama. What if it's etched, it stays with you, it's not erased. It's there, it's permanent. So too should be Peleg, Purim Lag Boimer. So it should be Lag Boimer. Lag Boimer has to be etched. So here we are, Matzei Lag Boimer. So we're going to talk some Torah from Shimon. I'll tell the Chevra Emes. I gave a women's share earlier tonight. And I really, Emes, I really thought deeply about, I wrote up the women's share. I wrote up that shir thinking that was going to be our shir. When I wrote up that Torah and that shir, it was a couple days ago, I thought it was going to be our shir. And then I realized I have to give a women's shir also. And then I saw another Torah, I said, oh, this Torah will be for the men and that Torah will be for the women. Then I said the women's shir tonight. Emes, at the end of the shir, I thought about switching, just saying it again tonight. Because I think it's a big Torah. But then I said, okay, we got to bring more Torah into the world, or everyone could listen to that Torah. So Chevra, you should listen to that Torah, we'll send it out. We share a different Torah. This is what was meant to be for our share, Bez Hashem is Baruch. But that's also a big Torah from Reb Shimon, a story in a Medrash to Tillim. Okay, Chavir, let's learn a Mishnah. We're just going to learn a Mishnah, a big Mishnah. We'll learn a Mishnah in Kalim. It was such a schus to pull Kalim off my shelf. I'll tell you why. Why is it such a schus to pull the Kalim off my shelf? Because the last time I pulled Mishnah's Kalim off my shelf was Purim. Because the Yid HaKadosh is based on the Mishnah in Kalim, Yedayin Yedalad. So just to bring Kalim back, usually my Kalim, you know, if you look at my Kalim, it opens to that Mishnah, the Yid HaKadosh. You know, I don't know what's going on over there. That's where it opens. Lemaisa, we're going to learn a Mishnah tonight in Kalim Chav Zayin Yud Beis. Kalim Chav Zayin Yud Beis, if you want to look it up, I'm sorry, I didn't photocopy. We photocopy something else we're going to learn tonight, but you listen. In Mitzachlis Kalim, In this parak is talking about begadim and when they can be makabal tumah, not makabal tumah. And basically, a beged, the size of the beged has to be shloisha al shloisha. Okay, if it's three tvachim by three tvachim, so basically it's makabal tumah. Okay, they talk about shloisha atzbos, but three by three it has to be three by three to be makabal tumah. If it's less than three by three, it doesn't have a shame beged to it anymore. And it's not makabal tumah, okay? But then the Mishnah says, listen closely, we'll read the Mishnah. Sholosh ha-sholosh ha-shlichu ba-shbos. Let's say you took a beged that's 3x3, which could be makabal tumah. It's large enough to be makabal tumah. It has a shame beged to it. And then you threw it in the garbage. Sheshlichu bashpos. You threw it in the garbage. What do you do by throwing in the garbage? You seem to be saying, this is worthless to me anymore. It doesn't have the value of a beged to me anymore. I'm throwing it in the garbage. Tahira. It's tahar. Mamish, it's emes. I'll tell you, personally, I have a very hard time when clothing, you wear clothing for a long time, and then, I don't know, Chavir will understand. I don't know, but my wife, like, she said, okay, I'm sick of that already, like, you know, enough. I've seen it for a few years already. Time to move on. And it's starting to get a little worn out, maybe. But I have a hard time just... But it's worn out enough, you can't donate it. It's not like in a good enough state. But it's still really wearable. I have a very hard time throwing that in the garbage. So what do I... If I'm going to have to throw something in garbage because my wife wants me to, or whatever the reason might be, I just have... You know what I do first? I rip it up. And then I just like go and I'll rip it. Maybe that's also to, it's good. It's good. Maybe some healthy outlet. But Lamaisa, I rip it. And then, okay, now it's garbage. Throw it in the garbage. But maybe that's a shame that if it's being thrown in the garbage, it's no longer a shame begging. So I rip it first. So then it's Torah. Once you don't rip it. Even if you don't rip it, you just throw it in the garbage. That begging in the garbage can't be Mekabel Tumah. Even though it's a size that's large enough, it can't be Mekabel Tumah anymore. That's what the Mishnah says. Hech zero, but if you take it back out of the garbage, then you know what? You throw something that's heavy, you throw it in the garbage, you say, nah, I want that. I want to still, you take it back out, Tameya could become Tame. Lo'ilam hashlachasa metarata v'chazarasa metamata. Everything, if you throw it out, it's no longer going to be mekabel tuma. If you pull it back, it could be mekabel tuma. Chutz mishal argumam v'shal zahiris toiva. But there are two types of begadim. These were very expensive begadim. Them argumam, you all know argumam is a purple dyed, which was an expensive dye. The emes is, if you ever went to learn about Tcheles and went to Tcheles factory, or we know that we believe that argamon is actually the same exact dye. It's also from the chilazon. It's all just dependent on how much sunlight it was let in the sunlight to turn blue, or earlier stage it was purple. It's really one. It's the same dye. It's an incredible thing. Argamon and Tcheles. But anyways, so argamon, which was an expensive dye clothing, so there, even if you threw it in the garbage, it could be kabbal tumah. It doesn't lose its shame begging because it's expensive. V'shal zahoris tova, zahoris tova. I saw, who said it in Bartanur or somewhere, I saw it's talking about like an expensive silk. Zahoris is like a rayon. I don't know, but an expensive clothing. So those, still, even if thrown in the garbage, are mekabel tumah. Comes Reb Shimon. Listen closely, Chavra. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af matlis chadasha kiyotben, a new cloth, if it's brand new and you threw it out, it's still, that doesn't bottle the shame. Also, that could be mekabel tumah, if it's brand new something. But let's listen to the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, no, he says, kulan tahirin. You throw out even argamon, you throw out meshi, you throw it in the ba'ashpo. It's no longer a beg, and it can't be mekabel tumah. It's tahor, it's pure. Kulan tahirin. We'll get back to kulan tahirin. So what's pshat that? What is he talking about? What's different about these expensive garments? Lo huzgru el bnei hashavas haveida. But the expensive garments, if you throw them in the garbage, and you come, someone else threw in the garbage, you walked, and you found them, you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You could assume perhaps it's there by accident. Why would someone throw out an expensive garment? Why would someone throw out an expensive garment? It must be, you have to do Hashavas Aveda on it. While it's in the garbage, it's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's in the garbage, it's Batel Shem Beged, even the expensive garments. But you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda on it. Thus says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's tahor, and you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveid on it. It's the teaching of Reb Shimon we're going to talk about. Chavre, you ready for this? Before we get to the Torah and the understanding of the Heilige Tal Rebbe Shlita in the Sefer Betina Deraisa, Chavre that's been listening and been sharing, I've been living with this Torah these days. Tal Rebbe, we should tell Rebbe Avtali. Anyways. A story I've shared before. And through this story, we're going to understand Mamish, the deepest depth in this Mishnah, and a Torah that we could keep with us our whole lives from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai as we leave Lag BaOmer. And we don't leave Lag BaOmer, we keep Lag BaOmer penetrating in our hearts. Reb Shlomo Karbach. So not only was he a great singer and Bal Mekarev, But he was a massive Talmud Chacham. He learned in Lakewood. He had tzmicha from Baron Kotler. And he used to give shiurim in the Diamond District. And the big diamond dealers would come, achaythish once a week, whatever it was. And one time he was giving his shiur. And at the end of the shiur, one of the diamond dealers, one of the big diamond dealers, so he looked at Reb Shlomo, and he said to Reb Shlomo, listen, Reb Shlomo, we love your Torah, and your songs, and your everything you do, and you, we know you're makariv of so many people, but I don't understand, why are you always hanging out with like such lowly souls? Reb Shlomo was known, he was hanging out with the homeless all the time, going to the jail cells, having people just live in his apartment, like random people had nowhere to live, would just live by him. What are you doing? Why? It's just not the way it's pasnished for you. You're a gevir. You're a famous singer. You know, what's going on? So Shlomo Karbach so brilliantly said back, Mamish, an answer that if you've ever heard the story, then this is for sure just chazar in your memory because it's such a line. But Shlomo Karbach says, you're a diamond dealer, right? He says, yeah. He says, Vayev, you ever saw a $1 million diamond? You'd know how precious it was. You'd know what to make. Shlomo, that's my business, of course. No, but what about when it's right out of the cave, when it's mined, you know, and when it's mined, well, it's full of schmutz, it's full of dirt, it has to be polished, it has to be carved, it's a diamond in the rough. At that point, when it's still there, before it's carved, before it's polished, before it's, you know, fit to go on the finger of a young woman, before that, already you know it's a $1 million, Shlomo. This is my life, this is my business, this is... I know how to see through all of that schmutz and dirt, I know how to see, I see through it all, I see the diamonds within, of course. I can know the value through all that. Shlomo says back, I'm also a diamond dealer. I also deal with diamonds, I also polish and carve diamonds. That's what I do. Just a little bit of a different type of diamond. I deal with the diamond called the neshama. I deal with the diamond called the soul. And the neshama of every yid is shining bright. The neshama of every yid, as we know from the Halakha Baal Tanya, is chelek elokami ma'al mamish. Is literally a part of God. So some people, it's just covered over with schmutz, and it's covered over with dirt, and it's covered over with maisim royim, and it's covered over with taiva, and it's covered over with gashmis, and it's covered over because they have a low self-esteem and people have told them that they're no good and rabbeim have told them that they're not going to be successful and parents who haven't built their children and all different types of reasons that people just don't think highly of themselves and it's covered deep down inside a lot of so I'm trying to clean that, I'm trying to polish that. But even before it's polished, I see the diamonds within. You understand? Chevra. How often are neshamas thrown in the garbage? How often are yidden thrown in the garbage? How often are yidden go to yeshiva and they feel that they're worthless because they're not at the top of the class? And how often are yidden pulled towards the taivas of the society that we live in and they put themselves in the garbage? They jump in the garbage. I remember, you know, my wife reminds me of this all the time. She was watching. Okay, it's a kasha and a maisa while she was watching, but I was playing basketball. This was back in high school. I was playing on a team and it was a big game. It was a playoff game. And my brother got the talent as far as basketball. Was my brother. My brother was an incredibly talented ball player. Like, incredibly talented. No, biblical defining official. No, you ever see my brother play? When you didn't see him back in the day. Heard stories. He was. He would have enjoyed to play with him. He played. No, MS. I'll tell you why you would have enjoyed to play with him. He plays like you. No. I don't mean he's as good as you. I'm just saying he plays like you. Same style ball. Looking to pass first. Looking to score when he needs to. He had the full package. Like, he played your type of game, and he, you know, with the size. Okay, a little less size than you, but... Anyway, I'm Avin Yavin. Emes. Emes. Are we talking about my brother? Oh, my brother. So he got the talent, but I played with heart. I played with heart. So I did, Mamish gave it all, like every possession. And I remember this game. We lost the game. I remember I had 19 points in the game. You don't forget these things. I don't know. There any... No, you do. You remember all your hockey games? You remember, to be honest. You remember them. You could remember what games and if you scored, what the score was. You remember. Anyways, Gedalia?
No.
Shlomo, of course Shlomo. Shlomo thinks he's still on the team. I don't know. Shlomo, please. Anyways, Lameisa. So, Lameisa, I remember there's one play. It was the end of a quarter, and I had the ball, and I was driving into the corner and tried to get off a shot as the, you know, like 3-2-1, and someone, one of the player, like, hit me a little bit. There was no call. I went flying into the, as I shot, like, I went flying into the corner, and I fell into the garbage. There was a garbage there, like, in the corner, and I fell in it. No, I was sitting in it. Like, literally, I was mamish in the garbage. Mamish in the garbage. Got out of the garbage, but I was in the garbage. You see, they're yidden, they feel that they're in the garbage. They're in the ashpa. They're in the ashpa. Biruchnis, they don't feel worthy, they don't feel... And by the way, that's from the Svei Rebbe this time. And by the way, every one of us at times feels this. They're yidden who feel it often, and we see it. They're yet in the, don't even know they're in the garbage. And each and every one of us, we have days where we feel we're ba'ashba. We have days you go to sleep at night and you realize, I hardly learned today, or I didn't learn close to what I could have learned today, or I went to Minyan, I don't remember if I really davened one tefillah with any level of kavana. It was all Hebrew reading exercises today. And Lumaisa, you know, there are those days. And you feel the garbage. The days lo aleinu, a person's nichshol shmir sanayim, and you feel that you're in the ashba. You've been good for so long, and you're putting up the gedarim. But then you have that day when a person falls, and you feel like you're in the ashba. You feel yourself. You're mamish in the ashba. It doesn't matter that I've been for. It doesn't matter for a month. I mamish. I was killing it. I was in the Beis Medrash, learning incredibly and davening well. And then I had that one day. That one day, and you feel like you're in the ashba. And then the other yidden we know that are in the ashba. Comes Reb Shimon bar Yochai, the Hilu Gatana, Reb Shimon, Lekavad Katana, Lekai. Reb Shimon tells us that when a Yid, a Kaddish Dika, Chashuv Azach is in the Ashba, even if it's very Chashuv, it's Argom on the Torah, it's still Tahira, Kulan Tahira. And you know what you have a Chiv on it? You have a Chiv of Ashavas Aveita. Your Chiv is to return it back to where it should be. Your chiyuv is, if it's yenim, it's with another individual. Thank you. To remind the individual and to bring him back. You have friends, we all have friends that are ba'ashpa, whether they feel it or they don't. So what's our responsibility? To be mashpia on them. Sometimes it's actively being mashpia, sometimes it's passively being mashpia. Are we trying? Are we trying to continue the friendship, even just to have the friendship and rub off by osmosis like we spoke about in the 5-minute Torah last week? Just by being ourselves. And could we try to set up a little chavrusa? Could we try to be mashpia in other ways? When we see these yidin bashbar, we have a chiv of hashavas aveda. A chiv of hashavas aveda, if Shimon's teaching us. Are we involved in that? Every one of us. Asei lecha rav doesn't just mean you have to all have a rebbeim. Everyone should be a rebbe to others. And pull mashbois yirim evyon. Asil Rab, make yourself into a rabbi. You don't need smich, you don't need to be called rabbi. Plenty of rabbis are called rabbis, aren't rabbis, you know? Shem Yerachim. Be a rabbi. Asil Rab. Care for others, be for others. Me'ashbois yorim evyom, lift them out of the ashba. Realize you have a chiv of ashavas aveder, Shimon says. Because kulan tahirin. You know where we learned this from? Do you see the kedush of a yid? May I tichakmeni. Right, all the svarim kedushim talk about this pasuk in Dilim in Kuf Yutas. May I tichakmeni that we get wisdom from our enemies. We can learn from our enemies. So if you look by the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, in the Holocaust, you know, today in DRS we had the schus for the seniors, the 9th, 10th, 11th. They were on trips. The Kavod Lagmaimer, of course, I assume. The 12th grade, we go on our trip to Virginia Beach. The Chavir remembers that. So we had shir this morning. They didn't have any secular. They already finished secular classes a couple of weeks ago. They're doing internships and this thing, but we have shir. So shir this morning, Rabbi Palakov brought in for a little bit of shir for about a half hour, a Holocaust survivor for his shir. He asked me if my shir wants to come. I said, the opportunity, Holocaust survivor, I always say, Kodesh Kodashim is worth stopping shir for and listening to. It's mamish something that every person to gain from, to listen from, and not just a Holocaust survivor. Kenayin Ari, 97 years old, that learned in Baranovich by Rav Elchanan Wasserman. You hear this? I had the schus this morning to hear from and shake hands with a Kaddish Degir who he himself learned by Rav Elchanan Wasserman in Baranovich. You hear the Masora? What a schus. I remember a few years ago when my close friend Benjamin Sharf made a bris milah in the shtiebel, and his wife's cousin, or I don't know exactly the relative, his wife, is Rabbi Yankelovich Zatzal. He was a Rebbe in YU till he was like in his 90s, 100 even, I don't know, and he came for the bris. Maybe he was Sandik, I don't remember. Rabbi Yankelovich met and got a bracha, maybe, I don't remember if he learned by him or met, the Chavetz Chaim. And I went to get a bracha from Rabbi Yankelovich. I went and I was able to shake hands and get a bracha for someone who touched the Chavetz Chaim. Think about that. It's just one step. So this morning I had this chus to hear from it again with a yid who learned from Rav Elchanan Wasserman. He said he was in Baranovich 2 years. The first year was when Rav Elchanan was in America. His son Rav Naftali Zatzal was Rosh Shiva, and then Rav Elchanan was back and he learned under Rav Elchanan for a year. One of the guys asked him, what did you learn? What, do you remember what you learned there? In Baranovich? Listen, he was in Baranovich 2 years. Listen to what he said he learned in Baranovich. Baba Kama, Baba Messia, Baba Basra, Nidarim, Gittin Yavamas. You hear this? That's what he learned. That's what he learned. Wait. That's what he learned. Like that, he remembered. Like that, right? But also, just here is a big chizik just on the side. He said, I want you to know, Rav Elchanan gave shir. First of all, Rav Elchanan Baranovich was a high school. Baranovich was only a teenage year till high school age. It's amazing. That's who Rav Elchanan was giving shir. Baranovich, Rav Elchanan Wasserman. He said, when Rav Elchanan gave shir, and this is a big chizik to every one of us, listen closely. Rav Elchanan Wasserman gave shir. He said, you know how I gave shir? Pashit. Pashit. He gave shir. He read the Gemara and gave Taich in Yiddish. Read the Gemara and Taich in Yiddish. No lomdis, no eat. The Zehu. That was his shir. Let's remember, this is before Art Scroll, right? So you needed someone to do that. He mamish gave Gemara, Taich, and Yiddish. What does that tell each and every one of us? First and foremost, by the way, we're running a deep, very beautiful, and my heart also loves learning B'iyan, and you get a geschmack, and analyzing the Rishayim, and mamish, Achrayim, and thinking it through. It's very important. I don't mean wrong. But first and foremost, before anything else, Pshat Gemara. Could you open up and read through the Gemara Klar? And have Pshat Gemara and answer and understand the Gemara. That's what Rukhan, that's how Rukhan Wasserman gave you. I know we have Kobe Shurim with all the Amkus. I don't know who he was giving those Shurim to because I heard from someone who learned by him. That's how he gave Shir. Gemara Taich. Zehu. So first and foremost, when we learn, that's Iker. Don't forget that. We sometimes skip steps. And I'm holding, I could quote over Echveshnus to Ksois. I could tell you over the Ksois outside. No, open up, could you read the Gemara? Forget about Rashi, could you read the Gemara? Anyways, back to what we're talking about. So by the Nazis in the Holocaust, imagine they captured a Yid. They captured a Yid. They captured a person they thought was a Yid. If that person was able to convince them and tell them and prove that they were wrong, he wasn't a Yid, they'd let him go. Again, you have to prove it, whatever, but if you're able to prove it somehow, they let it go. They weren't concerned with taking captive someone who's not a Yid. They hated us. But imagine the following. If the Yid said to the Nazi, me? You want me? You're going to take me? Listen, you're going to put me in the cattle guard at Auschwitz? I don't keep Shabbos. Me? My Rebbe threw me out of the classroom every day in sixth grade. Every day, pasnished. I was nothing. Me. I go to that restaurant on Rockaway Turnpike. You know, over there. I eat at that one over there. Just dairy. You know. Me. Wait. You're taking me. I text on my phone on Shabbos, half Shabbos. You know. The Nazi. What would you do? Spit in your face and get on the cattle car. He wasn't concerned. A Yid is a Yid is a Yid is a Yid. You have a Yiddish and a Shama. you have a chilek al kami ma mamish. The Nazi understood it and didn't differentiate. So we too. A halig a yid, every yid is so halig. And you see a yid in Ba'ashba, or all you do is to take him out, Ma'ashbaisirim Avyoin. And that's what Rav Shimon is teaching us. And we have to, for others and for ourselves. We see that we're low. So what's our vote? Just sink lower? No, realize and tell myself, I'm a halig a yid, I gotta get back up. I gotta pull myself out of the ashpa. Just like I have to pull someone else out of the ashpa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tat in Hemel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanos on us. You think he doesn't want us out of you? Chas v'shalom lo leinu, a parent finds his kid in the garbage. You don't think he runs to pull him out? Baruch Hashem wants every yid out of the garbage. If you take Gematria, Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichai, without the Aleph, Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichai, we know sometimes Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichai is with the Aleph, without the Aleph, I'm sure I spoke about this earlier today. Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichai without the Aleph is 764. Exactly, Gematria, Yedid Nefesh Avarachman. Exactly, Yedid Nefesh Avarachman. Yedid Nefesh Avarachman, what's it mean? He's our Avarachman, our merciful father, Tata. Tata doesn't move. It's not concerned what, whatever the kid is like, it's my son who I love. Yedid Nefesh. I mean, you did nefesh. I love you. You're every friend of yours is perfect. We're not perfect, and that's why it's Reb Shimon. We all know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Kufla Meches. Everybody knows the famous Gemara in Shabbos. We'll just read it, Kufla Meches and Mebeis. Tana Rabbanu Kishenichnasu Rabbeinu LeKaren BiYavne. Had this chus to learn Karen BiYavne, so I love reading this Gemara. Brings me back a little bit, right? My days with my Rebbe Reb Lachman. I wish I learned what it was. Learned how to learn. Learned how to live Torah. You have to learn how to learn Torah. You have to learn how to live Torah. Lachman taught me both. Baruch Hashem. I had to learn from him. When a person enters into Karen, when the rabbis went to Karen B'Yavna, Amru Atida Torah Shetishchach Mi'Yisrael. The rabbanon say Torah is going to be forgotten. Shenemar in a yamim ba'am nu Mashem Elokim. Shlach di Rav Varetz. There's going to be upcoming days, this is Pasuk in Amos. Right? There's going to be a famine. Lo rav lalechem, lo sam. We know the song from Dveikus, right? Lo rav lalechem, lo sam. Right, Chavir should know. I know it's old school, but just... Also, right? Lo tzomo l'mayim kim l'shmo es dvar Hashem. Dvar Hashem. It's going to be a rav. It's going to be a famine from Ruchnias. So it means there's going to be a time, Shetishrach Torah Yisrael. That's what they felt. Shimon Yoichai comes, I'm skipping, but to the end of the Gemara, Tanya, Shimon Yoichai Amar, Chas V'Sholom! It's his Lashon, it's not me. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Chas V'Sholom, doesn't say, Chas V'Sholom! Shetishchach Torah Yisrael! God forbid, Torah would never be lost from Yisrael. Ki lo tishchach mi pizaro. It won't be forgotten, and he explains Pshat in the other Pasuk, not for now. Chas V'Sholom! You know what Shimon was really saying? You know what Shimon was really saying? Chas v'sholom, tishchach. What does it mean, tishchach Torah Yisrael? Tishchach Torah is our kedusha. Torah is our chilul kalakah. How we can connect the Rabbanim. That's our neshama. Chas v'sholom, we're ba'ashba. Doesn't mean tishchach Torah. We're ba'ashba. We're still cool and tiring. And just it means is a chiyav of hashavas aveda. So let's get back up and let's bring all the yidden up. That's our aveda. If you take Yedid Nefesh Avarachman, which we said in Gematria B'Shem Ba'yachai, the Rashi Tevos, Yedid Nefesh Yud Nun Avarachman Aleph Hey, and you flip it around a little, is Aniyah. Aniyah is a ship, right? Aleph Nun Yud Hey. It's a ship, a boat. This is a Pasuk in Mishlei, Paraglam Pasuk Yates, Derech Aniyah B'Lev Yom. The way of the ship, the way to get to Yedid Nefesh Avarachman, and understand this, and the day is to pull ourselves out of the Ashba, to pull ourselves and others out of the Ashba, is Lev Yam. Yam is Gematra 50, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, are these days. These days of growth, these days of Rabbi Shimon, these days of Rabbi Akiva. Belev Yam. Lev are the first 32 days. first 32 days, we're just trying to get mamish to somewhere where we're roy for kedusha, and to lift ourselves out of the ashpa. We're in the 49th level of tumah. To lift ourselves out, lave for the lave leads us into what? After the first 32, leads us into lag boimer today for the rest of the days of sfira. Belev yam, that first 32 days to get to these final days of tremendous growth. Me'ashpoisu remev yam. Bez Hashem is barach. That's to get to this level, the nefesh of Rachman. And that's that beged that Reb Shimon was teaching us about. Reb Shimon is teaching us that we ourselves, no matter even if we're ba'ashpa or others, have a chiva of hashavas of Edom or kulon tarim. So I saw an amazing, it wasn't my own, someone sent me Chaver Tov, Chaim Feivel Goren, from up the block. He sent me a text. I had to check it, I couldn't believe it. If you take the gematria of Shimon ben Yochai with the Aleph, it's 765. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, which is exactly gematria, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha. We all know Rabbi Nachman ben Feige was the mother, but Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha was the tata of Rabbi Nachman ben Breslov. So Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha is gematria Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Now all of us that have a little connection to Shimon ben Yochai and have been to Miron, and you always feel when you're there like also Rav Nachman vibe. There's something about, listen, let's be real. You know, Miron and Uman, and it's like that same vibe. You know, yeah, I'm even Yavin. You know what I'm talking about. There's something there that you just feel of this idea that you could be lifted up from the lowest of lows, from Rav Shimon, from Rav Nachman. So of course, Rav Shimon ben Yochai is gematria Rav Nachman ben Simcha. It's incredible. So I think, so when I saw that, I said, Vada, after understanding and learning this Torah, we have to learn a Torah inside Likud Meran together. And it's not something we do often here, to learn a Torah inside. But I felt we have to learn this Torah inside. And I know that those in the room that have learned Likud Meran at all, definitely have learned this Torah. And everybody in this room has a little shtickle connection to this Torah. But we have to really learn, we're not going to learn the entire Torah. It's a very long Torah. Is there no more? There's more.
No.
What happened? So, the reason why everybody knows this Torah, Baruch Hashem, because Harav Yosef Karduner turned it into a beautiful, beautiful song on his album of Simanim Aderech, which every song is mamish, like Ruach HaKodesh. But so we know this Torah, but a lot of people only know the beginning of the Torah, and they don't get to the second part of the Torah, or the third part of the Torah. And there's so much that we're just going to learn the underlines in the Torah. We're not going to go through every word of the Torah. You can take it home and learn the whole piece. But I deeply believe this Torah, mamish, is everything we're talking about tonight. And as of course, if Rav Shimon teaches us this lesson, Rav Nachman's going to teach us this lesson. And it's the lesson of our life, because nobody needs to learn how to be Kaddish and Tahar when things are going well, and when you feel close to Hashem, and when you're learning with davening. It's when you're in the Aspa that I have to be reminded I'm still Tahar. And I have to be Ashpos Yerim Evyon. And when I see my friends Ba'ashpa, I have to remember they're still Tahar. And I could pull them out, and I could have a Chelik, and then I have to do my Chiv. So let's learn together. So look inside. We're just going to learn where it's underlined. But Mamish, it's a Torah that could change your lives forever. You should know Rav Nachman used to be mazir, used to tell people all the time, they have to learn this Torah. They have to live with this Torah, and it's the biggest yesod in Avodah Zarah. Of all his Torahs. And by the way, I know a lot, if you learn the Kedumah, a lot of the Torahs are very, very deep and difficult. You don't know where it's coming from, and you need Rabbeim, and people will really understand what Rav Nachman is saying. This Torah, it talks to every yid, and it's mamish everything we're talking about. So let's learn together. I know the beginning of it's going to be hard not to sing, because we're used to the song, but we're just going to learn it. Da, you know. Kitzorach. Da, first of all, also da. Da is 74, of course. Da is 74.
Eid.
What? Bitachon. Gal Eid. A lot of Lag Boimer, but okay, not for now. Kitzorach ladun es kol adam lekafschus. That every person has to judge everybody in this world favorably and look for the good. Vafilu mishu rasha gamor. Even someone who looks to you, in your eyes, is a complete rasha. The lonely that Reb Shlomo is with. Tzarech l'chapes vilmsobo ezem atov. You have to search and find at least a little bit of good in that person. Shiba'oso amat. Because in that little bit of that you find, ain't no Rasha, he's not a Rasha. Meaning we have the Kedusha within. The Pintaliyad, the Tahira that Rav Shimon is teaching us about. Rav Nachman, that's what he's talking about. And through finding that little good, Vidano Solakaschos, and therefore being able to judge him favorably, you lift him up to a favorable judgment from Hashem even and within himself. He'll be able, if you see him and you give him covenant, see him in a proper way, in a kaddishtik way, he'll see himself in that way and want to live up to it. It's a big lesson. You know, one of the kings of chinuch in our generation, when I say kings, I don't say that lightly, because my life is chinuch, so I don't say that lightly about people. Emes. I'm very judgmental of chinuch, because I'm even yavin. It's when you're in it, you see what's emes in you. But someone who I had the schus to had a lot to do with my own growth in life, I had the schus to spend Shabbos, when I was in Eretz Yisrael learning in Kerem B'Yavna, I used to go to him, I'd say every second or third Shabbos, he was learning in the mirror in the koilel. I was at the bris of his first son, Rav Daniel Kalish Shlita. When I was in high school already, built a kesher with him. He was learning in Yishuv Farakwe and Baruch Hashem. I was in MTA, and thank God I had the schus to even just know him, and he lifted me up already. And then in Eretz Yisrael, the Shabbosim I had by him were the most memorable Shabbosim of my life. I had a Chaver Tov, I still have a Chaver Tov, one of my closest friends, Dov Oken. We used to go to him all the time. Some of the greatest Shabbos of my life. I'm so much of who I am are because of those Shabbosim with Rav Daniel Kalish. Emes. Mamish Emes. Rav Daniel lives what I'm telling you. Rav Daniel Kalish, he lives it, and if you ever return to talk about Chinuch, this is all he talks about. Just seeing the good in the Talmidim, giving cover to the Talmidim, and that's our avodah, and then they still start to see themselves like that and live up to it. So this is what we can do for others. That's what they say. If you say, it sounds like this is a flowery chassidish attire. Look for the good. Look, oh, come on, he's 99. Come on, Rabbi, he's 99% bad. Let's be real. He's not. He doesn't keep Shabbos. He's looking at pornography every night. He's lamaisa. He hasn't put on his tefillin in 3 weeks. So you found that she brings flowers to his mother on Erev Shabbos. Beautiful. That's so nice. Come on. Come on, no! Thus is Emes. You start to focus on that good and build him in that good. You start to say, wow, no, I am good. And let me do a little more. This is Emes. That's how you lift him up. V'yuchol ashiva b'tshuva. You'll see that person will end up coming to a place of tshuva, Rav Nachman tells us. Tremendous insight. It's a tremendous psychological insight. I'm just a psychologist understood what Rav Nachman understood. We'd be in a different world. Emes. It's all based on Tillim. Va'od ma'at vein rasha. Va'od ma'at vein rasha. Va'od ma'at, and that little bit more, that little va'od, there's another little place, there's no rishus. Vesbonanta makoma ve'enenu. Person will understand this place and it will no longer, when you focus on that little bit that's good, and that person will see, that's who I really am. Vesbonanta makoma ve'enenu, and there will be no more rishus. It will be good. Skip, we're just going to skip to the underlines. How is it possible a person doesn't have some good? You can't find one little mitzvah, one little good. Every person you could. And he'll understand his place. Then he says, different than I said. He said it like this. A person will see, he'll see where his place should be. When you focus on that good and say, I'm not there, I gotta live up to this, I gotta be back to my muckle. Imagine what we could do for other people. We start just looking for the good and praising them in the good and be positive energy. There's no need for any looking down and negative energy. What, you're gonna really build a person that way? Really gonna build a person that way? It all has to be positive. I had someone this week asked me a chinuch shayla for a younger kid, a married individual, the younger kid. He brought something he wasn't supposed to bring to yeshiva. Never was in this yeshiva. He brought something that he shouldn't have brought to the yeshiva. tell you whatever. We can tell you the ma'isa. I don't think the first don't be. It's an 8-year-old kid. He's in a from yeshiva, good yeshiva. I don't mean only yeshivas are good. Don't take that. I didn't mean it that way. They're whatever. Maybe I mean, that's not what I meant. I'm just saying it's a good. I'm just giving you a perspective. And he brought to yeshiva, this 8-year-old kid, he's in like second grade, he brought to yeshiva a phone. No, it wasn't a working phone. It was some old iPhone that like doesn't even turn on. So he brought it to yeshiva, and one of the hanhala of the yeshiva somehow saw it right away and took it away, and then called the father to let him know, obviously that doesn't fly in a yeshiva like this. That's not good. So the father asked me how to approach the child. The father's first immediate response was like, I want to punish him. And Chvezin, he had a certain punishment ready. He has to learn his lesson. I said to the father, I said, tell me something. You know, why did your son bring this to school? Your son's a wonderful kid. He's a good kid. I know the kids are about me. This is a good kid. You know why he took it to school? Your son brought this to school because he wanted to look cool. And he wanted to impress his friends. Zell, that's the only reason he brought him to school. He's not a bad kid. He's not looking to be on the phone more. He's not looking to do... that's all. The phone doesn't even work. Now, he already got a little bit of it from the Hanhala. I mean, that enough was busha. You don't have to embarrass him. You don't have to punish him. You don't have to come from a negative... Why would we... The only reason you need to punish ever, and punishment is important as parents, is to teach a lesson and is a deterrence for the future. You could gain all that without any punishment with your son this age. You sit him down when he comes home. You say, Tzadikul, what happened this morning? Ask him, why did you bring the phone to school? I guarantee you immediately he's going to say, to impress your friend. Tell him you're so wonderful, you don't need to impress your friends. Tell him, just remember, the yeshiva holds you shouldn't have these things. We hold you shouldn't have these things. Just have a beautiful conversation. Tell him he's above it. You're above it. It's not who you are. You don't need to impress your friends in this way. Your friends will love you who you are. You're such a man. You should build him. If it happens again, maybe you have to punish him. If it happens again, clearly he's looking to go lahachis, and that's a different story. But for a first time offense and such a thing, build him. Be positive. You'll see, you'll get much more out of that. Kachavi, he called me the next day. The conversation, he said, went exactly the way I said. He said it better. He said immediately, he said, his son knew what I wanted to be called by my friends. Exactly how it went. Kachavi, exactly. So we have to build others. And they'll start to see themselves in this way. That's the first part of the Torah. A lot of people, sadly, have never seen the next part of the Torah, because that's the part that Rav Yosef Karduner sings about. And that's about, a lot of people like to focus on how we see others, and it's beautiful, important. But the emes, that's the ashbos, that's the garbage that a person, someone else is in, and that's how we build them. But what about ourselves? What about when we fall, the ashbos, we fall? V'chein tzorech adam limtzo gam ba'atzmo. So a person also has to look in oneself in such a manner. A person always has to be happy and has a high, healthy self-esteem. And to distance oneself from sadness. Hashem doesn't want you to be sad. You don't want to be sad. Your parents don't want you to be sad. Nobody wants you to be sad. But whatever you look into yourself and you say, there's no good, I'm constantly falling, I'm nowhere where I should be in learning, I'm nowhere I should be in davening, I'm nowhere I should be in Shemir Sinai, I'm nowhere I should be. I'm full of sin. You want to just feel into sadness. And we all have these days. We all have these days when we don't live up to who we're supposed to be. Have a peek in Osul Lipal Mizah. It's also to fall from this. Raksarch Lakhapes Bumso Baatmo Ezamatov. You have to search and find yourself good. In yourself look for the good, focus on the good. Kiechashar Shalasam Yam Ezam Mitvo Davitov. It's impossible you didn't do some good. You've done good. You've learned well, you've daven well, you've done chesed. The Afkishamaskal is Dakabos Adavitov, and when you start to look at that good, and even when you start to say, even in the good is even full of blemishes. I helped him because I wanted him to help me back. I learned shtar because I wanted the other guys to look at me that I'm a ben Torah in yeshiva. I'm top. You say, even the mitzvahs, even the good is full of pegamin, full of blemishes. Im kol zeh, even then. There's got to be some good in it. And we have to focus on that. It doesn't mean, and I don't want, listen closely. It doesn't mean that you don't understand the bed and need to work on it. But let's if you focus on the good, then what? He says, it will give you life and you'll be besimcha. And you'll want to work on all of that that you need tikkun besimcha. Because you want to live up to who you're supposed to be. You're a makomo. Because va'od ma'ad vein ra, when you find the little good, not then v'zbonanto al makomo ve'inenu, you're real dead and you'll live up to it. This is the best way of tshuva. And that's within ourselves. We have to be machzer aveidoso. You have to do hashavas aveida on yourself. And you know what's going to happen then? Skip down to the bottom, the next piece where he goes with this. V'chein yicha, and v'chein, you know, so much of a part of chassidus, this is what singing and dancing. You go and you search and you find and you gather up all the points that are good. Now you're going to make nigunim. You're going to start singing. Your mom is going to be dancing and singing, which we did all Lag BaOmer long. Because all Lag BaOmer is this yesod, and I'll explain it. I'm going to bring it. That sounds very, you know, this is already off. Like, what is he talking about? Oh, because, right, when you learn, sometimes you learn a Chassidish Torah. What is Reb Nachman talking about? Fine, till now it was good. It was very psychological, very practical. I understand it. We're coming home. Oh, then this is songs. This is singing. This is singing. Let's just read two more lines. Shebechinas, shemalakid aruach tova min aruach necheva tus ruach. You pull out the good from the bed. V'akal ki negina dekushuk v'omod. It's a very high level of singing. Chaver, that's what we did all Lag BaOmer. That's all the songs of Lag BaOmer. So on a simple level, I'm going to explain it now on a simple level and on a deeper level what Nachman is teaching us. On a simple level, there's no greater simcha. And what is the outpouring of simcha? Song and dancing, like, right? That's on a simple level. That already makes sense. But I'll tell you a deeper level. What is every single song? Every single song has highs and lows. Every single song goes up and down. Every single song has the low part and the high part, and you're hitting higher keys and coming back down and going up, and it's a journey. It's a journey. You're going different octaves and different chords. And that's the song of life. The song of life is that journey and picking yourself out. And when you're low, get right back up to high. Because if you stay low for too long, the song's going to be a terrible song. You got to get to high. And then you're going to drop again. And then get back up to high. Mash boys, you're young constantly. And that will create the most beautiful song. And realize it's all part of that song. And the Rebbeinu Shalom brought us nisyonos. And he knows we're going to fall. Shavah yipatad to come. But you get back up. And that's the song that we're all supposed to be singing. The song of life. As long as you're constantly pulling yourself out by seeing the good within ourselves. Let's just continue on. And you're going to daven, because you're going to daven to be where you want to be, and daven to be who you need to be, and be singing. When you fall because of taivas and gashmias, usually when you're so low, when you're so down and out, and you fall, you can't daven. You don't want to open your mouth. You think God hates you. But here, it opens up the ability to daven for what you need to do tshuva on. Because now I'm looking for, I'm focusing on the good. I'm feeling good about myself. Now I could daven. It allows me to daven and to pull myself out. And now you're going to give yourself life. And now you're going to give yourself the ability to daven. I'll just finish a few more lines. V'zebechinas azamr lalakai ba'odi. Let's see how he learns this. Azamra lalakai ba'odi. I'm going to sing to my God ba'odi. What is ba'odi? Hayne aidei b'chinas ha'od sheli. Va'od ma'at. Through that odi, my ode, my extra, my old little that I found, azamra lalakai, that's how I'll sing. Shani motzi ba'atmi b'chinas od ma'at ve'im rasha. I found that with myself. I focused on myself. So then, azamra lalakai. Then I could sing and I could really sing to Hashem. Azamra and his zmiros v'nigunim shenase adeshim malakim and kudus tovos that we spoke about that I'm able to sing. Mamish, what a Torah. There's more there you'll learn on your own time. But this is the Torah of our life, the song of our life. And that's the Torah of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was teaching us in a Mishnah in Kalim. Yeah, we learned the piece, Lukudim Aran. This was all just learning a Mishnah in Kalim. That's what we learned tonight. One Mishnah in Kalim. And Shita's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It was Mamish exact gematria of Menachem and Simcha. Can't make that up. Mamish, you did Nefesh Avarachaman. Incredible. But it's to understand in our world and understand in our life that we walk out, we sing and dance all Lag BaOmer because we understood on Lag BaOmer Me'ashpos Yom Vion that even the lowest of people you feel it. That's why that Yid, that my Talmud's brother on Lag BaOmer suddenly starts feeling it. Start feeling it on Lag BaOmer Me'ashpos Yom Vion on Lag BaOmer. And a Yid who hasn't cried in a few months of close to the Hashem cry on Lag BaOmer because Me'ashpos Yom Vion, because Reb Shimon is reminding of that. And then we're dancing and we're singing. But we have to bring that into the year and into our lives. And in our avodah being mashpia on others, and avodah being mashpia on ourselves, looking for that good, and helping each and every yid recognize and just remember that you are an neshama, primarily, and you are therefore chelek elokai mimal mamish, and that's who you are. That's your essence. That's makomo, and that's who we are. And the more we remember that, the more we'll live up to that. And that's what Reb Shimon was trying to remind every single Jew. The Torah will never be nishkach. It's never forgotten. The pintaliyid is there. And we have to understand this in others and understand this in ourselves. Until we're zoicha bez Hashem is baruch. Bez Hashem is baruch. You know, a lot of us were searching and finding. Obviously, the yid and we're together weren't in Meron this year. So we're trying to find in places and try to connect to Lag BaOmer and Chutz La'aretz. It's hard. Bez Hashem, my next Lag BaOmer will be zoicha not just to be Meron. But if we're zoicha to live this Torah, I believe, and to pull all the yidden out of the ashpa and pull ourselves out of ashpa, we'll be zoicha to be dancing with Reb Shimon, with Mashiach Zakeinu, Gula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu.